Kia ora, ko Tū Whenawaroa ngā tangahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. A Māori data sovereignty expert says the vaccine passport will create a new digital divide that discriminates against many elderly, Māori and rural people. Karaitiana Tayuru says the COVID lockdowns have already exposed how many Māori and Pacifica families don't have access to the internet or digital devices. He says people need driver's licences or passports to sign up to the accounts needed to get the vaccine passport. They also need unique email accounts, but data shows many low-income Māori and Pacifica families will share email accounts and cell phones. There is another sort of digital divide for Kaumātua, who may have spent their lives in labouring jobs.
Most digital phones, they can't operate them. Their fingers are too big. You know, I see it all the time. They say to me, oh, boy, you can't use this. My fingers are too big. I think there's been a real lack of consultation with Māori over vaccine passport.
Dr. Karaitiana Tayuru. So far, more than 1.1 million My Vaccine passes have been created. Today, there were 215 new community cases in Auckland, Northland, Waikato, Bay of Plenty and Lakes. A candidate for the Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust hopes his experience in restorative justice can help resolve the standoff at Shelley Bay. Some trust beneficiaries and former trustees are part of the Mau Whenua occupation of the former defence base, which was bought with settlement funds and then sold on to developer Ian Kessels after the trust found it could not afford the costs of holding and developing the harbourside site. The trust and Wellington Council have told Mau Whenua to leave, but the occupiers are standing firm. Mike Hinton, the General Manager of Restorative Justice Aotearoa, says restorative justice offers a framework for the hard conversations needed to find middle ground.
Forget the council, forget the developers, forget all of the interested parties. The Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust need to engage with their members, and then whatever comes out of that is how we move forward.
Mike Hinton. The Uruwera Board is telling iwi members and other visitors to stay away from the area this summer. The board closed Te Uruwera when the country went into COVID alert level 4 in August, and it doesn't intend to reopen for hunting, tramping, boating, fishing or camping until the end of January. Board and Te Uru Taumata Chair Tamati Kruger says that will give time for vulnerable local communities to prepare for a post-elimination world. Final decisions about reopening and subsequent access would be made with reference to the comprehensive COVID response plan for Tūhoe communities developed by the Tūhoe Iwi Authority. Mr. Kruger says vaccination rates are still relatively low, with just 55% of those registered with the iwi's Taniatua Medical Centre having received a first dose and 40% fully vaccinated. He says Te Uru Taumata has developed a vaccination workforce, as well as investing in isolation and quarantine facilities and equipment. And that is your Wātea News.